At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is it weird there's all these people here?
There are a lot of people sitting here, and usually we're in your office, and it's just us and sometimes your dog.
But Bruce, occasionally.
Your husband comes in.
But, I mean, how many people? I'm terrible with numbers. If you told me this was 200 people, I'd believe you.
You would?
I would. I'd say, wow, yeah, it's about 200 people.
Well, we've had off and on maybe 40, 50-ish people with us this weekend. We were shocking to us as to anybody. We were asked to speak together at a retreat. This is the first time we've spoken together at anything, right? Other than podcasting.
I'm amazed.
I know. I feel like we should interview them and be like, how'd it go?
Let's get a review.
Yeah.
3 stars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mic could be better. That wasn't our fault.
What was it? The mic?
The mic wasn't ideal.
I mean, but yeah. So
that's
here
not,
we are.
It's nobody's fault, really.
And so we're
nobody's fault.
No, I didn't blame anybody.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. So here's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about a couple of things. We're at this retreat, and we just taught a bunch of people how to actually find a podcast, which we're not going to go over because if you're listening, you know.
If you're listening, you figured out how to find a podcast.
But we taught some people that.
That's good.
Yeah. And you advertise relentlessly your own podcast and not mine.
You have been all been present. I have witnesses. Relentlessly is a strong word.
Okay.
That's a strong word. So I mentioned it once or twice.
Okay. So it's Halloween yesterday, but we're taping before Halloween. But as we're releasing, Halloween just happened. Let me tell y'all something.
So now people can officially decorate for Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Hobby Lobby's had out since 4th of July.
I already have my tree up.
You have your tree? Oh, yeah, because you bought a new tree.
I did. Do I need to update people on that?
Oh, we should talk about your new tree.
I got it at Costco. That's where I landed.
Your pre-lit Christmas tree?
Yeah, and it wasn't as cheap as I would like, and it wasn't on sale. But she did say that if it goes on sale in the next 30 days, I can get the cheaper price. Gotcha. So I just have to go to Costco every single day.
Yeah. Is it a nine?
And check.
Is it 9 foot? What is this?
It's a 9 foot tree.
But did you really leave it up and you're like
living? It's up. It's up. Because my son came home for fall break, and I told – this is a terrible story.
Oh, well, by all means, let's give it to the people.
I got the tree. I loaded it. I was like, this is a big thing. How am I going to get this in the car? And they said, we have people. And they said, just pull up around. Mm-hmm. And the guy who's helping me, he goes, well, it's a little early for a tree. And I said, well, my son's coming home from college for the first time. And we've needed to get a new tree. And I just want to have everything ready for him. And he goes, well, I'm in college. And I said, you understand then. Your mom's probably getting everything ready. And he said, my mom's dead.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. And what? See, you probably handled it well there. Then I start talking real fast. Like, I'm sorry she's dead. How long has she been dead? Can I do anything?
No, I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And he said, but my sister, she's probably getting it ready for me. And I said, oh, yeah, she probably is. Oh, my gosh.
That's horrible.
I almost invited him over to have dinner with
us. He didn't want to after that.
I don't think he wanted
to. He surely didn't want to after that.
But that was an awkward moment.
That's an awkward moment. Here's the thing about the Christmas tree. And we're going to come back. This is why we're sidetracked, because we're going to talk about Christmas for a minute.
Yeah, we got to talk about Halloween.
I went through the stage where I was like, we're going to do a live tree. And we're going to go to the farm and cut it down. Now, we live in Texas. Like, there's really not Christmas tree farms per se. There's like two. And so I found the one and I'm like, we're going. Our kids were younger. I'm like, we're going and everyone's going to be happy about it. And we have to go the Friday after Thanksgiving, get up at 6 a.m. because like it's the Christmas tree farm and there's like three trees there, right? And so we drive out there and everyone's grouchy. I'm like, I don't care. This is family fun, everyone. And we get out there and the trees are like smaller than my 18-month-old, okay? Like they're the most underdeveloped, malnourished trees you've ever seen. And my husband's like, what? And then they're like $190. And my husband's like, I'm having a hard time understanding. I'm like, be quiet. This is family fun. So we rode the hayride.
What?
They have a hayride, and you ride the hayride out to get your tree, and you cut down your tree. Well, this...
You yourself cut it down?
Yes, they give you a saw. Who's done this? Audience and those listening, thank you. You know what I'm talking about. They give you a saw, and you do the...
I do not believe this to be true.
Yes, it's true. And so this is a situation. The last time...
So you have to work for it. You're paying for the thing...
Yeah, it's an experience.
Okay.
So the last time we went, this is what happened.
Costco experience.
It's not like, I'm sorry, your mom's dead experience.
No, it's not like
but that. It's like a let's do a family adventure experience.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so I went to, we took our family the very last time. That tells you what you need to know about.
That's your computer beeping.
I know.
That's okay.
We should silence that. We're okay. Professional that way. Okay. So we went out there to the farm the last time, and there's definitely the last time. And on the way, my oldest was little, but she's like, I don't feel good. And I'm like, no. You're fine. And so we get there and I'm like, oh, she has like a spiked fever, right?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, the show goes on. We're at the farm. And so then the middle one, I'm like, get out. And it happened to be cold and she's shaking. I'm like, you're fine. Get on the hayride. The middle one at that time, he gets on, he throws up on the hayride. He starts feeling bad. He starts throwing up. My husband's like, we are boarding mission. And I'm like, we can't. I didn't get the picture. And he's like, I don't care. So we left the farm and they have a section, who's with me on this, of pre-cut trees that actually look normal, right? And so we didn't actually cut the tree because people are sick and throwing up. So I'm like, well, I'm going to buy one of those trees before we go. And so true story, I buy the tree. I put it on top. The guys, they put it on top of your SUV.
Like, you put it on top?
No,
I'm picturing this. You're 5'1".
I should have put it on top because we happened at that time to have a brand spanking new SUV. Brand spanking new. Black. This matters. The guy puts it up there. I say to husband as I'm tending puking children and all, I'm like, hey, you should help him tie it on. I mean, he looks to be 14 and, you know, like we should help it. He's like, that's their job. They know what they're doing. We drive out of that lot. You know what happens? It falls down the side of the SUV.
No, man.
The whole side scratches it. Kids throwing up. I'm mad as a hornet about the SUV. Other than has fever, we drove straight to the urgent care. Put everybody on antibiotics, and that's from there on out. We have had a
very Merry Christmas
artificial tree.
Oh,
end of story. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope your mother's living. I don't know. What do you say?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
That is not a story.
Okay.
That you need to
relive.
Did
you want to talk
ever.
About Halloween?
We were talking about Halloween.
Sidetracked.
Let's talk about Halloween. Okay. So one question is, do you ever dress up like, okay, we're not even going to talk about do you celebrate or not?
No, because my birthday's the day before.
Her birthday's the day before, Halloween. So we're not even going to talk about the spiritual. Y'all can take that to your pastor. We're talking about like, I'm okay with like actually, like we have a fall fun fest at our church. Sure. My boys, I am great trick-or-treating with our neighbors.
But boy, your neighbor across the way.
Woo! My neighbor across the way decorates so much that it's featured in any kind of Instagram post. It's like must see places in Dallas is right across my street. And my dog is not a fan.
It's real scary. It's not the cute pumpkins.
I was on the phone with her and I'm like, why is my dog pulling away? And then he's like barking at this giant, I don't even know. It was like a werewolf situation. Anyway, yes, my neighbors love it. So we're just trying to love our neighbors well. We trick or treat. We give out candy. But do you dress up with your kids? Like, are you someone who would dress up in a costume on Halloween?
I feel like you should. You know that. No, gosh, no.
I don't know if they know it.
Well, no.
See?
And that's, we've got
some. Okay, raise your hand if you love a costume.
Okay, well, y'all are darling.
Thank you so much.
Darling.
Thank you so much. I was Strawberry Shortcake last year.
Hey, a onesie doesn't
count. I rented a Newly dress. Yeah, there you go. See, Bessie says no Halloween.
Bessie's on a front row and does not appreciate it.
No Halloween. So you don't do costumes, but you sure could have a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so everyone on sidetrack.
It wasn't an intentional costume.
No, I had the laser on my face. If you listen to the last show,
I don't know how
you
many shows ago it was. Yeah.
I had a blue, is that what it's called? The blue laser on my face or something. And this isn't like, hey, I want to do this, I'm going to look 20 years younger. This is, hey, I've had skin cancer 3 times in the last year. And so they do this blue light laser and like your insurance pays for it. I feel like I always have to justify this. It isn't.
She does have to, feels like she has to justify. I mean, we've had shows where we've recorded and she has an eye patch.
From getting skin cancer cut off my face.
She's had chunks cut out of her
because
face.
Because I laid out with Crisco in the 80s and foil under my head.
This is your public service
announcement. And my mom was like, one day you're going to pay for that. Today's the day. And so I got the blue light laser done on my face.
And I said, and you heard me say in the episode, it was 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I said, Cynthia, that is a big deal. And we're speaking at a retreat. And is it even going to be healed in time? You're like, it's fine. It'll just be a couple days.
I looked like the scariest Halloween figure you've seen was me. And it was horrific and bad enough that she was over at my house one day and a couple of my friends dropped by and one of my friends refused to look at me. She's like, I can't even look. And I don't like to use the word boil, but we're going to say it was horrific.
It was horrific. It was hard to look at because it looked so painful. Just layers of peeling off skin.
It was really bad. And so I was not worried
and
about.
And puffy. You were all puffy. Your whole face, like your eyes were almost closed.
I didn't think I looked that bad. And so here's how this plays out. I was not worried about this particular retreat that we're taping at. The unfortunate thing was I had to speak at an event 5 days after. And I'm like, 5 days is a long time.
She kept saying, oh, it's fine. It's like a day. It's like, I'll be done in a day. I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh. Like, these people deserve better. I mean,
the amount of makeup, though, you piled on. You looked pretty good.
I look pretty good considering. Okay, so a couple years
ago. Like a baby's butt. Like it was all smooth. It was all peeled off. And
we're in the comedy sector. You can say butt.
I can say butt.
And our other sectors would have said bottom. But in comedy, we can say butt.
It's true.
But you probably say worse.
It's probably true.
Okay, now listen. I had a Halloween party.
I got another good story.
About 15 years ago. We used to have big Halloween parties and all the kids would come. And we invited all the neighbors. And so there's a particular neighbors I didn't know. And a lot of the adults would dress up with their kiddos. This neighbor comes in. I know the wife, the husband. I'm like, oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm like, man alive. I can barely even say it. It's so horrifying. Your Halloween costume's a little bit too real for my taste. Ha, ha, ha. And the wife says, oh, it's not a costume. He just had a dermatological procedure. I called out a man's face. And now it's
Cynthia,
all,
I
want you to know
you.
It's come back
so
now full circle. Now it's me. It just happened. I should have gone.
The timing. I mean, if you had just a week off.
I know, it's
two
terrible.
2 weeks off.
It's terrible. Anyway, I like Halloween, but I get you, Bessie. I understand why people don't.
I get it. I don't love it. No, I'm not going to say. Yeah, if we got rid of it, I'd be fine. I'd be fine if we got rid of it. But it is a thing, and it's like, okay, well, I'll do my part, which is to love my people that I know that don't know Jesus. And your birthday's right then.
Yeah, my birthday's
so
the day before.
So my question to you as your friend, how do you like to be celebrated on your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have a friend, Amber, she will always ask me that when it's like a book's getting launched or anniversary or whatever. She says, well, what sounds like celebrating to you?
Yeah.
Because everybody's different. Maybe you just want to go with one friend to dinner. Maybe you want 40 people over to the house. So what sounds like celebrating to you?
Well, you know what? I think it's interesting. Have we all done, listeners, are you listening? Are you with us? Are you tracking? And everybody else, have you done the love languages, like the love languages from 70,000 years ago?
There's only 5, which is so wrong. There aren't
oh,
even
yeah, there's more than 5 love
there
languages,
need to be
right?
More.
I think this has been important. My husband's birthday, as we're taping, is Monday, okay? And we're so different in love languages. And so my sweet husband, like, he loves a gift, okay? He loves a gift. And I'm like, I don't need a gift, like, just vacuum, right? Like, I mean, that's all I care about. Like, can you unload the dishwasher? And we're good, everyone. And so I've been trying to gear up for his birthday because I'm so hard. Like, if that's not your love language, right? And so, like, at Christmas, the man gives really nice gifts. I don't mean, like, necessarily expensive, but thoughtful.
Really thoughtful,
he's
yeah.
So excited about it. And I'm like, that's awesome. But we had 1,000 people over last night, and you didn't help a bit. So I'm real. Like, is anybody with me on that? Like, acts of service, right? So to be celebrated, I just like to go out with lots of different groups of friends or whatever. Like, low-key, it doesn't have to be a big deal. I don't necessarily care about the gifts. My husband starts asking in September what I want for my birthday. So then, like, does anybody have trouble with this, like, at Christmas? Like, we want your list. I'm like, my list? I don't know. Like, I don't have some running list of things.
Yeah. And so, well, do people keep a note in their phone? Yeah, Raise your hand if you keep a note in your phone
of things you want.
Of things you want with Amazon links.
Amazon links.
And if you're an affiliate, you should make it an affiliate link. And then you get money back for their purchase of your gift.
Yeah.
That's a trick.
So, well, Mike's birthday is Monday. We're having his family over and all the peoples or whatever. We're going to do the thing, and that's great. And then for mine, who knows? I mean, who knows? Who cares?
What do I do?
Like, for mine?
Yeah.
Oh,
are we going to lunch? I didn't know. I don't have it on my calendar.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been asked. Okay, let's.
So the people need to ask you to lunch.
No, but you know what's, yes. Well, I'm not going to ask you to lunch for my birthday.
Totally.
Okay, but here's the other thing. Remember how I always comment on the fact that I'm somewhere between second grade field trips and Chico's? Guess who called me yesterday?
I heard you speak earlier today.
Okay, Soma. Everyone listening, Soma, like Chico's undergarment brand. What are they?
Yeah.
They called me to wish me a happy birthday and give me a little coupon. Darn you, Soma, for being so cute.
I mean, that's amazing. How much off, though? If it's 5%, I'm not a fan of that.
I mean, have y'all been to the Soma? It's like I can't even think of how to describe this, but it's almost like the, where you can do trading and negotiating, but of bras. Like when I was there, I was like, I just need one bra. And then they're like, you can get three for $74. I'm like, well, I don't need three. Well, how about five for $99? Well, how about 19 for $24? I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And I
like, it's a market in the Bahamas.
It was interesting. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal was, but I'm sure if I go in, I'll end up with 72 bras. I don't know. So I'm not going in. So that's that. Hey, friends, it's Cynthia. And listen, let's talk about something we all struggle with, and that is finding time to sit down and read the Bible. Like, I get it. Life is hectic. And there are some days where it feels like there's not time to sit down for a quiet moment with the Lord. And so what do? You just use the moments you already have. And so when you're like running on the treadmill or chopping vegetables or driving your kids back and forth from school, you listen to God's word. And that's what we want to talk to you about. It's called Dwell. And it's an audio Bible app that puts listening first. So whether you're at home wrangling kids or you're at the gym, like we know I'm never at the gym, you guys, or even commuting, navigating traffic, like Dwell allows you to listen to the Bible seamlessly as you go about your day. Now, it's not your normal audio Bible experience. The voices are calming and genuine. It's not robotic sounding. And what I love is these customizable features like the background music and the narration speed, because you know I like it really fast when it comes to a narration speed. So you can tailor your Bible listening experience to suit your preferences. And Dwell has a new release out that's super exciting. It's called the Dwell Daily Devotional. And so you get scripture, you get a time of reflection, also a prayer time, and it's in like 5 or 6 minutes. So life is a whirlwind, especially this time of year. And there will be times when we just don't sit down to read our Bible, but don't miss out. Instead, listen to God's word and stay connected. And so if you're ready to infuse your day with God's word, go to dwellbible.com/sidetracked. Again, dwellbible.com/sidetracked. And guess what? They're going to give you a 25% discount today. And so you can support Sidetracked while also staying in God's word. So go to dwellbible.com/sidetracked.
Okay, so that's your birthday, Mike's birthday. The other big thing in Texas is the state fair.
Did y'all go? Yes, we
Everybody
got
Everybody cheer for the state
that
fair.
Bessie can get behind.
Bessie can get behind the state fair. It's a good time at the state fair. I am such a fan, and this is what I've learned having a bigger family. I used to be, if we're not all doing it, then it's not a fun thing. If not everybody wants to go, then it's not a thing. And I have learned to just love the people you're with. And so one of my kids will go with me. So my littlest guy went with me last year. And this year I convinced him to go again. And I'll tell you what, he sure did have a fever. So it was a little bit like your Christmas tree situation. Mm-hmm. And he was feeling miserable, but he thought he could maybe meet up with some friends there. So he pushed through. But then once we saw his friends, he realized, I just don't feel great. So we went home immediately. It was the day everyone has off. Indigenous
fair,
People Day, Fair Day, and so crowded. You can't even walk. It was 95 degrees. If you're not in Dallas, you don't understand. If you're not from here.
Well, now I know why people are wearing masks there. I was kind of like, why are people wearing masks? It's because your kid's there with his fever. Mm-hmm. I should. Like, totally. Are we just glossing past that?
Totally. Yeah. Well, he didn't have a fever while we were there.
He didn't have a fever once I gave him Motrin.
Yeah, the fever went away with pain meds.
She's that mom.
I know, but I did realize I'm a very much of an invasive mom to other people. Like, that sounded wrong. How do I say
that? That felt like you could do time.
No. I realized, like, if I saw a mom who was struggling with something, I just jumped in and helped her because I was able. If you need help with your stroller and you've got another kid and you've got this and this, or like someone needed help, I just kept jumping in and helping people.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm a nice person. We were feeding the ostrich and it's so big.
So big.
Have you ever seen an ostrich?
And I don't think they're like nice. Aren't they mean?
No.
They're mean, right?
7 feet tall and they're just chomp, chomp, chomp at the food, just with their little beaks. And this mom behind me is like, hold tight to the cup. Hold on tight to the cup. Tight, 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 tight. She keeps saying it. And the little girl goes up there. And the second she gets towards the ostrich, it just takes the whole cup. And she's like, I told you to hold on to it tight. And I got the whole thing on video. And I turned to the mom because I think she was about to get mad at her daughter for losing the cup that they just probably spent $40 on food. I don't know. Everything's so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I said, what an shared experience. Oh, my goodness. I did not know ostriches were like that. Wow. I'm like, the energy I'm putting it in this, like, wow, you just had this really fun moment. And I said, I think I got it on video. And she said, really? It happened so fast, I couldn't get it. So I sure did text her the video.
You did?
Yeah.
And then you're like, stay away from my kitty. He has a fever over there. When we went through the petting zoo, I mean, there is nothing. It's the lowest level of entertainment, the petting zoo. It's disgusting.
I feel like they need a shower at the end, not just like this little hand sanitizer and a pump. I was like, no, can we just like turn a whole shower on and I just get
it? It's worse than the water park to me. It's like, I mean, I can't even go to the hairball water parks. But that petting zoo, let me tell you about the petting zoo. It had a sign on one of the animals, like on the back corner. I don't know which animal it was. And it said,
goats.
Be careful. They bite front and back teeth. And my husband is like, I don't mean to be the lawyer, but do we really? There's a billion people with small children. I mean, who's going to lose a limb before we stop bringing that animal? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe Heather's sick kid, but mine, not today for the Ganoff kid. I'm like,
I don't think I saw that one. I just saw the one that was like, they will eat a finger or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now we both tried.
I told you to try it and I was right.
It was good.
It was good. What was it? Tell them.
It was, is it called bacon wrap cotton candy or cotton?
It's called cotton candy bacon on a stick.
Yeah, cotton candy
bacon on a stick.
Like, and it sounds disgusting.
And it is one piece of bacon on
a
stick.
A fat, hearty piece.
A hearty piece. Mm. $16. You too can have your piece of bacon. And it was good.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, that's foul. There's no way. And then my husband had it. I'm like, well, I might as well try.
It's all melted on there because of the heat of the bacon.
It's just sugary bacon.
So then this morning we had breakfast here and I'm like, well, it's just regular bacon.
There's no cotton candy on that.
I mean, there's no sweetness
on that. So every ticket at the state fair is a dollar, right?
It used to be 50 cents.
Right, but now they're a dollar. And so I'm real bad at math, but now I can figure out that. I'm like, it's a dollar. So then my little one wants to ride the rides, right? Like, so we send him in the fun house alone. Now tell me that doesn't sound safe.
Don't take your kid with a fever, but send him in a fun house alone.
Send him in the fun house alone.
Judgy McJudgerson over here. I know. Just foot loose with her parenting.
25 minutes later, he hasn't come out. And I'm like, oh, this is bad news. Like, there's either a scary person in the back that is like taking him, or he's lost. And
what in the world?
He comes out. I made so many friends. I had the best time. And I'm like, bro, we're not staying in the fun house for 20 minutes.
It's called the fun house. And he just said he had so much fun.
So anyway,
that sounds like a win.
I sent him alone. But then there were some of those, like, I don't know, like I did the tilt-a-whirl. Did y'all ever do the tilt-a-whirl when you were little? And you can do that when you're little. Don't you do that in your 50s. No, you don't. It was a bad situation. So we did the tilt-a-whirl. I did all the little activities with them. But you get the double whammy at the fair because you have to pay for your child and yourself.
Yeah.
No, you should pay me to get on that ride. I shouldn't be giving you tickets. We spent like $22 to ride a tilt-a-whirl. I'm like, this is asinine. And then you go.
You said the word.
Asinine.
Yeah, I know.
And then we went and did these games. Now, you don't ever do the basketball games. You can't win a basketball game. But they have like every kid wins a prize one.
Yeah, you pick up a duck. You get a little duck and the bottom has a dot on the bottom.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he won. We left. And I mean, everybody wins but your bank account. That's how the state
is. Here's what we set up. You get one game, you get one ride. Mm. did it forever. I didn't know he didn't ask me. It's only him there. It's not like there are four kids there to pay for. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if he'd asked to do all the things. Maybe because he had the fever, he didn't feel like it. But he did ski. He did ski ball
because he was so sickly. He's like so sickly. I barely have the energy to throw the ball.
So yeah. He did ski ball, and I'll tell you what. Good thing I was videoing that. We almost got scammed right in front of our eyes. He rolls it, and the most you can get is 50 points. So he goes in. It goes in 50 points. Next roll, he gets it in the 50 points, and it says 80. Now I'm not a big mathematician, but I know 50 plus 50. It is not 80. And so I alert the guy. I meet him like, hey, the machine did not add up correctly. And he goes, well, I'm sorry. You need to tell me right away. I'm like, I'm telling you right away. It's the second ball. He's hit 50 twice. I got video proof. And I showed him the video. And he got said, this. Okay, we'll just add 20 each time, you know, to each rest of the time. And, you know, he didn't
And so he
anything.
Got like the...
He got it. He got
Pikachu instead of the little.
No, it was like a flower that's stuffed. I mean, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. I could have bought so much more with that $8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm moving on to the retreat we're doing this weekend. I've learned a few things.
Wait, this that we're at right now?
Yeah. I'm skipping around for a minute.
Okay.
I learned a little bit about you.
Oh my gosh. I forgot to talk about this. Yeah.
So Heather and I are sharing a compound together.
A room.
It's not really a room.
Suite.
It's a suite. It's a suite?
I don't know.
Something like that. And here's what I figured out. Just when you think you know somebody, they sleep with their childhood blanket. They have a blankie.
It's fine.
A blankie. And she's like, can you read the writing? I'm like, no, it's in 1,000 shreds. How can I read the writing on it? Like, what? No.
At my mom's baby shower. Now, remember, you heard the story. My mom had a 16-year-old and 11-year-old. Amazing showed up. And at her baby shower, her hairdresser crocheted or knitted. It's knit. Blanket. It's a different. You got different tools. It's different.
Okay.
Thank you. So I've got to educate her more. We need to spend more time with yarn.
I'm busy that day.
And she wrote in it priceless because my maiden name is Price. So, but what's ironic is it is now priceless. It has been to South Africa. It has been to Rio de Janeiro. It has been to Israel. It goes with me everywhere. And people are like, my mom and dad thought, well, surely she'll give it up when she gets married.
No. Did it go on the honeymoon?
Totally. And he knows to know where, like, to make sure it's on my side of the bed. He knows, like, it's important. I wad it up and it's under my, it's a great blanket.
Tell them about the housekeeper.
Oh, so when we've had times where someone would like, we would have someone wash the sheets and make the bed. She was like, well, how do you clean it? I said, well, you just wash it when you wash the sheets. I said, the trick is when someone makes the bed for us and they think it's like a fancy comforter or something that they make the bed and they lay it at the end of the bed all fancy.
it's
all shredded and holy and it's terrible.
Okay, so I learned that Heather sleeps with a blankie.
Yeah.
Okay, I learned a couple of other
And that
things.
I'm priceless.
She's priceless. Okay, and then I also learned we use the same hair.
She goes, do you have a hair dryer? And I said, yeah. And I show it to her. She goes, oh, I have that one. And I was like, what the heck?
The Revlon thing that's a brush. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a brush and a straightener at the same time.
We're both doing this with our hand, twisting it.
Not one person listening knows
what.
Does anybody have that
Raise
Revlon
your hand if you
product?
Have this.
We all bought it however many years ago. We're still using it, everyone. And we both used the same product. It was so exciting. The same.
But you wanted a regular tool. Hair dryer to dry it first and then use that to straighten it.
Was there anything else we figured out about?
You don't wash your face.
I washed it. Okay, I'm going to ask whoever said, ooh, that was unkind.
Okay, you used the wipe, but then I was like looking at you and I know you washed your face. And then I look and you still had our favorite Thrive Cosmetics mascara still on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, I thought you cleaned off your makeup. And you said, I just cleaned my face. I'm lazy.
Talk well, I just got the that. Gist of
Tell
it.
Tell me more.
Because the pad ran out of whatever. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, huh, it's fine. But I wanted her to see how red my face still is underneath from the laser that like.
Okay, you're distracting. Why don't you clean your eye makeup off? You don't get styes in your eyes or anything?
Huh. Does anybody in here not wash your
eye makeup?
Your skin before bed every night? Okay, and look, she looks like 12.
She does.
Mm-hmm. You don't either? We have great skin around here. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's not like, sometimes
laser.
I do, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
You don't wear makeup. It's a lot easier. You just don't wear makeup. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Well, that was fun. We've been sharing, we've been in the same little area, and that has been super fun, learning about each other.
Learning about each other. I'm going to look at our time real quick.
I think
should we get to our sidetracked?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we always do at the end of the show is we say what we're sidetracked by, some of our favorite things. So Cynthia, go ahead.
We have three things we're sidetracked by typically.
Okay. Each, yeah.
Each. Okay. So, I'm going to start with this one.
Okay.
On Netflix right now, there is a show called The Perfect Couple.
Raise your hand if you watch
her. And we're not going to judge you. Okay. I knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. At least she was honest. She raised her hand.
You
want?
Way to go.
Oh, you want to? Okay. Let me explain something to you. So it says TV mature on it. Okay. And so usually I stay away from the TV mature, right? Like nobody needs that. And so I went and read a quick review on it, and because I wanted to know like what I was getting into, because I had had good friends say it's really good. And I was like, these are my friends that probably wouldn't watch trash. Like, and so there was this review, and it was like, it gets a TV mature rating, but I have no idea why, because this is something that's perfectly appropriate for teenagers on up. It goes this whole thing. I'm like, great. Oh my gosh. I mean, we cannot let anyone else decide rating charts for our children, because I am like, under no circumstances would I want my teenagers watching it. Now, someone's probably like, why were you watching it? I know. But
we do have to preface, like, you still call girl parts front bottoms.
Like, I have a hard time with the
inappropriate
proper terminology.
Things.
But it was a little, I like the storyline. Is it Ellen Hildebrand? Is that her name? The author? Who knows?
Yeah.
She writes all the Nantucket things.
Yeah.
It was all Nantucket. It was beautiful. But okay. So the first thing I'm sidetracked by is the ratings and how they come to.
So not necessarily the show. You wouldn't recommend the show.
I think the show was fine. I mean, it just had a few parts. Like, if you can fast forward and get past a few things, I thought it was interesting. I mean, yeah. But
guy girl things, or like
a
drug
little bit
alcohol things, or
yes,
like language things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. And so anyway, that was the one thing. I'm sidetracked by the fact that these ratings are like, this is great for teenagers. I'm like, in what world is this great for teenagers? So that's my one.
Not
that's
in
my,
your it's world.
On, it's like a rant, if you will. Okay. What's yours?
Yeah, that's like a TED talk. Okay. Mine's also a show that I've been sidetracked since we recorded last. We actually just blew through it, and it was a show I watched with Bruce, which is rare to find one that we both are interested in. And maybe he was just being nice to me.
Maybe.
It's called Nobody Wants This.
We've got a few. I haven't started it.
Nobody Wants This. It's Kristen Bell, and I'm a big Kristen Bell fan. I think she's done a lot of great shows. I love The Good Place. And then her love interest in it, I found out, like, he was in 9 episodes of Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. He's been in a lot of the OC. Yeah. I was like, which letters were they? OC. Anyway, he's adorable. And the premise is, and that's why I was like, have you listened to it, Cynthia? Because Kristen and her sister have a podcast.
Oh.
It's kind of like how we were saying when you watch Suits, you were a lawyer. Or like when doctors watch ER.
Yep.
It was me watching a show about what I do. That's a little.
Did you like it?
I did like it. And some of it's true. Like, even this weekend, we were like, well, let's save that for the podcast. They say that a lot in the show. Like, let's save that for the podcast. So they don't talk about things in person.
So they can do it
so
on
they
the
can
show.
Do it on the show. But she is kind of like, they have a show and it's not an appropriate show for children or teenagers. And it goes through her love life. But then she goes to a dinner party. Happens in the first episode. Not a big spoiler. And she meets this guy and he's a rabbi. So,
okay,
it's their whole love story. Huh. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was sweet. There wasn't anything. I mean, there was maybe like one episode that I don't think I would let it. I don't think a teenager needs to see it, but I don't think they'd like it. They're 2 40-year-olds. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, here's my second thing. I'm sidetracked by Captain Rodney's. But I don't know if it's actually called it's a sauce. Has anybody heard of Captain Rodney's sauce? You buy it at a place, like you can buy it on the Amazon, but you also buy it at the sample house in the back in the food section. It's like a tall, skinny bottle, and it's this thick, like, liquidy stuff. And it has a dip recipe on the side. It's the best dip you've ever had in your life. And I don't know what dips you people have eaten, but I'm telling you, this is the best dip you've ever had in your life. And you like put in all the stuff that goes in a dip. Like it's, if it's bad for you, it's in that dip.
Like we're talking cream cheese?
Cream cheese. And we're going to throw some bacon in it. We're going to throw some cheese in it. And we're
cotton candy bacon.
Yeah, right. And then we're going to bake it up and you're going to put some Ritz crackers and some butter on top, right? And then you're going to drizzle this Captain Rodney's on here. And every time I take it to any gathering, when I tell you, everyone's husband is like, don't leave without getting that girl's recipe. Everybody talks about it. One of my friends brought it to something and I was like, so it's this Captain Rodney's Bucatan glaze, I think is what it's
called. We'll put the link in the show notes.
We'll put the link in the show notes. It's fabulous. And I'm just telling everyone, as we're getting into the fall activities, take a dip, show up at a Halloween party, hopefully not mine, and you get insulted. Like all the things, this is the dip you need to take. So Captain Rodney's glaze, everyone.
Yeah, simplify life. It's just nice to know, like, what should I do? Oh, that's
the
it.
One. Check. You can't mess it up. It's great. So we'll put it in notes.
That's good. I like that. It was delicious. I had it at your party I was invited to last year.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which is a sought-after invite, people. I didn't know. Sought after. Okay. So my thing I'm sidetracked by, I'm sure you've seen these gals over here maybe. It's called a quick clothing fixer. And it looks like a little gun, almost like a glue gun, but it has these little plastic pieces in it and it has a very pointy tip. And so I like to rent clothes from Nuuly. Do you know Nuuly? It's like you rent Anthropologie clothes, Free People clothes. I rent 6 things a month. It's super nice. It's only like $100 and I get 6 different things. Sometimes they come with tags on them of like $200 each kind of thing. So it's really nice to get a new stuff every month. Anywho, sometimes I get it and it is made for someone that wants things a little more low cut. And I just can take this little gun thing, put it through the fabric that I want instead of doing a safety pin. And I just pull the trigger and it shoots a little plastic piece and holds it closed. It's like it's stitching it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I can just cut it out when I return the things.
Can it do a hem?
I bet you could. I bet you could. If you were talented enough to know how to do it. I mean, the plastic pieces might show. They have darker ones and white ones to match. Anyway, I think it's fun and it's great.
Well, I think you should put it in the show notes and I might order one. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my last one that I'm sidetracked by. Revitabrow. A raise of hands if you've used Revitabrow. Revitabrow, everyone. Okay, well, when I...
She was always talking about her eyebrows.
One of the many times I went and got my face singed off in the last year.
The lashes, too. Revitalash.
They have Revitalash. Yeah.
Yes. I've used that before.
Revitabrow. Mm-hmm. So when I was there, the lady was looking at my skin cancer before I saw the doctor. And she's like, what should we do about your eyebrows? I'm like...
I didn't ask for your thoughts about that.
I actually didn't know I had an eyebrow situation, but now I'm...
Very self-conscious.
I was like, if we're going to talk about that, there's some other things we could discuss around here. But okay. So she's like, he's a skin cancer surgeon. He's a friend of ours. And so his wife happened to be there. And she comes and she's like, oh gosh, yeah, her eyebrows, my goodness. And so they gave me this big package big tube of Revitabrow, okay? Now here's the situation. They're penciled in right now. For those who are listening, I'm sure you're dying to know what my eyebrows look like. I'm kidding. But I have a half brow, okay? Like it stops halfway across. And
across your eye.
Right, okay. Right. So I started using this product and you just like... It's kind of funny. You wash your face at night and then you put it on. So you wash your face in theory at night and then you paint it on right where you want it. When I tell you, I'm not even like, not even making this up, because then all my friends were like, well, we're going to buy it too. We all have half a brow. This might be a menopause thing. Is this an aging thing? Probably. When do you end up with half a brow?
Yeah.
Okay.
You lose all the hair.
My goodness. Yeah. I know. Like Bessie's over here like scrutinizing me. I've never felt more insecure. She's like...
working. Mm-mm. She's trying to see what the situation. No,
Bessie. Where,
thank you, Bessie. Where are you going with this? Because so that's why Bessie's leaning in, because you have a full brow. That's what's confusing.
Because I use Revitabrow, you guys. I had a half brow. I had a half brow and I started painting it on and it grows the hair back and it works. And then my friends start doing it and we all have full brows now. Now, one of my friends, like, she's having to go in and have it like plucked or waxed or something. Like, she has grown, it's gotten unsightly. Mine is not unsightly.
Oh my gosh, it would be like.
Yeah. Revived. Oh, what's her name?
She knows.
She knows.
She's listening.
She knows.
Okay, anyway, let me do my last thing. Dazzle dry. Does that sound? Anyone? Where are the dazzle dry people? Thank you very much.
We got one.
Dazzle dry. Okay, my friend Abby, sweet, sweet, sweet friend. She had seen that I would get my nails dipped, which is expensive and time consuming, and it ruins your nails. But she was like, loved that my nails always look great. So she started getting her nails dipped, but she didn't like it either, how it ruined her nails. So she found dazzle dry. I decided to stop dipping mine, and I'm trying to grow them out. Mm-hmm. I had this dog attack situation, and so I stopped getting my nails done around then. But the nails still were so thin. Mm-hmm. But I would try to, like, put any nail polish on, and you just could see all the bumps, and it's terrible. Well, she, the night before my friend's funeral, Dee Dee's funeral, my friend Abby was like, I want to do your nails with Dazzle Dry. I want you to try it out. I want you to see what it's like. So we met in a parking lot. True story.
As one would.
True story. Before a high school meeting or something. So we met before mm-hmm. the meeting. And she did my nails, which to me is a really sweet, it's an act of service. Mm-hmm. But it was also, I got to see how it works without having to pay for it. It's amazing. It is so easy and it dries really quickly. So you don't have to wait a long time and like just stand around doing nothing. And you're on the go all the time. This would be perfect. Mm-hmm. But I love it. Like, I don't know. And it's, my nails are growing back and it's thick, doesn't chip. It'll last for a couple weeks. And even if one does chip, I have the stuff. I can just fix it real quick. I don't
dazzle,
know. We can talk later about what you love
about
it.
Dazzle Dry, everyone.
You can get it on Amazon and you can get a whole kit. I think it's like $38 for maybe a mini kit. And that to me is less than going one time to the nail salon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and I can do it whenever. Deal. I don't have to plan ahead.
It's a good deal.
Anywho, get that checked out. What are we going to talk about in Super Trackers? I think we're going to talk about things like rage baiting. I learned that term.
I don't know what that means. But
right. Okay. I learned that term too from one of my boys.
Rage baiting.
We need to talk about that.
And
people can't see in the video, but we're both wearing our UTs.
And our audio. Yes. And
Tennessee.
And University of Texas. Yeah.
And Tennessee already won and you don't know if Texas won
yet.
And we
decided for tonight, like, it was a pajama theme for tonight.
Yeah.
And it's weird because only one of us is in pajamas up here.
I totally bought us matching pajamas. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Okay.
I think they're adorable.
No, I think they're cute. They're just...
The
people deserve better than me in those things.
It's not like they weren't lingerie. It's sweater material. It was real cute.
It was showing
set.
All the lumps and bumps.
Okay, well, there's that.
All right, Super Trackers, stay tuned.
Stay
there's
tuned.
More to
come. Keep coming. All right. Adios.
Bye.
Bye. Oh. Yeah. See? Thanks, y'all.
That was our first live audience. What do you think?
I liked having an audience.
See instant reactions?
Yeah. Now, I do think it added a dynamic of like me versus you, which is not norm because it was like we were recruiting our teams. Like, who's with Heather and who's with Cynthia? And
there was this lady.
That's like not our norm.
No. There was this lady on the front row. She was darling. Shout out Bessie.
We love Bessie.
Gosh, we loved her. And I started talking about Halloween and Bessie's like, no.
Mm-mm. No, we don't do Halloween.
We're not doing Halloween, ma'am.
No.
They were darling. Anyway, it was so much fun.
So that was fun. But I think I'm excited for when we get to do like a real deal and invite even more people. Maybe there will actually be 200.
I was so wrong.
I was so wrong about the number.
So wrong.
Okay, but Super Trackers, we just recorded it.
Yes, we did. We recorded the day after our little retreat and we recorded Super Trackers. And we are going to report to you it's a snafu from the retreat. I didn't know what snafu meant. And then we had the Urban Dictionary in it. And snafu is... Do you guys know this? That it is an acronym for a bad word?
Bad phrase, yeah.
Bad phrase. I had no...
It's like situation normal all... And then the F word up. So
I've probably said it many times when I've spoken.
Cynthia, I don't think we can say snafu.
In the comedy sector, you can. Okay, so there was a snafu and it was pretty significant and y'all are going
to... At the end of the retreat and nothing to do with the church. Church was lovely.
You're going
to
die.
You're going to need to know it.
So everyone's really confused.
It's a little more serious Super Trackers. It's not like I mean, some of our super trackers are so funny. We're like, we want everyone to be able to hear it.
Yeah. But
this one is a little serious. Yeah.
First impressions when we met each other, we're talking about what we value in friendships. Yeah, it was a little more serious, but you're going to want to. And listen, I don't know, you guys. I think Heather and I, for two girls that are communicators, we apparently can't communicate because everyone's very confused on. So let me just say this.
Okay.
In the link to today's notes, you click on the link. And if you want to subscribe to Super Trackers, I believe it's like $6 a month and like $60 a year. So you get a little like discount if you do an annual plan. And Heather and I are by all means are not over here trying to get rich. We're just trying to pay our people back for producing and all the things.
So, we got feedback that people wanted more, but in order to pay for that in this new
world,
the new home that we're in,
we
needed to do it this way. And once you subscribe, Supercast is the company we're using for Super Trackers. They give you real easy instructions on how you connect it to whatever your favorite podcast player is. Now, I know some of you have reached out and said it's not on my podcast player, but there's plenty, even, you know, iTunes or
Spotify,
whatever. And it, for me, mine's linked up. When I go to my podcast player, it will show sidetracked and it'll show a locked button. Like I have subscribed to this special locked feed. So, and anyway, just so that makes sense, like it'll just pop up into your feed once you connect them.
And so listen, someone else had reached out and was like, I guess I can't listen anymore. I just love it.
No, oh, yeah. I loved you guys. I'm so sorry. I can't afford to listen anymore.
You're still getting it twice a month like you did before.
Actually, before it was once a month.
Yeah, you're getting twice a month. It's free.
Yeah.
If you want a little deeper dive of what we're talking about, some things that we kind of want that are maybe not out for everyone in the world, then that's Super Trackers. Click on it in the podcast notes, and that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Yeah. All right. Hope we see you there next week.
Bye.
Bye.